Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Enjoyed the wonderful Sunday school lesson. Appreciate all of you that are here today. We give you a cordial invitation to come and be with us again tonight. But let's forget tonight. Tonight may never come. We may only have today. Now, I want to help us through the Spirit. I am not here for any other motive or reason. Appreciate your good pastor. Been preaching for years and years. Well known, well liked. You are really privileged to have Brother and Sister Rutledge for your pastor. And we know you feel that way, and we want you to continue to feel that way. Man of wisdom. You see, when you travel around the country, you see all kinds of operations and approaches and methods. And I can instantly detect if a preacher's got what you call rapport or harmony or empathy or feeling or emotion or all the kind of descriptive adjectives with his people. And we appreciate that you have with Brother and Sister Rutledge. God bless you. The more closely in harmony you work with them, believe me, God will bless you for it. And let me tell you, you may have to kick these walls out that way and just keep going. That'd be wonderful, wouldn't it? Beautiful addition you've already built. I tell you, there's some people around here like to work. And no fox going to break down them walls. That's what they say, you know, Sam Ballard and Tobias, you know, they have fox walk on them walls and break it down. No fox will. So we appreciate the good work. I tell you, it looks beautiful. Wonderful. Thank God for it. So we're going to work on another building today. Thank God we're talking about the Holy Ghost temple, yourself, your body. We want to be saved. How many want to be saved? Do you really want to be saved? Whether you have the Holy Ghost or not, do you really want to be saved? Thank God.
All the folks coming in, and some of you move around there and make plenty of room for them sitting. We're glad to see the... I can't lounge. Amen. All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Sing it with me. Come on. Lift your hands up and sing it again. Someone's shoulder next to you and sing it again. How I raise your other hand to God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh. Today, oh, you, Jesus. Well, I love him better every day. Oh, I love him better every day. Oh, close by his side, there I'll abide. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
We want to preach to you today.
Praise God.
I feel God has touched my heart with a singular message for you here this morning. I don't know who it's for, but I know it's for somebody that is here today. For all of us, there are things we need, and God knows what we need. Thank you, Jesus. If you have a Bible, I'd like for you to turn with me for a reading in the third chapter of Habakkuk. Nahum Habakkuk. It's in the Old Testament. We read to you verses 17, 18, and 19. I will be preaching principally this morning from the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. And if you would just want to turn directly to that, you go ahead, and we'll meet you there in a few minutes, okay? Now, if you don't have a Bible, it would please God if you would have one. That is, to follow the sermon today. Maybe there's somebody around that you can look upon. It's so important that you have a Bible, believe me. Because the Bible has a cadence, a rhythm, a language, a talk, all its own. And there'll be things I'll be saying that you'll wonder. They're strange, but it's right from the Bible. And it's very important because if you see it with your eye, here it is, you're more prone to believe it, not because I say it. So please have your Bible, or set by someone that has one. If you'd like one, particularly our visitors, raise your hand. And one of the brethren, I'm sure, will see to it that you have a Bible to use during this service this morning. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17, 18, and 19, a reading. And if you would also mark the 8th chapter of Romans. Hallelujah. Habakkuk 3, 17. Notice, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength.
Hallelujah.
And he will make my feet like hinds' feet. And he will make me to walk upon mine high places. And all the people said, amen.
Amen.
You talk about a recession, a depression. You talk about trouble. You let all of these things happen. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, there shall be no herd in the stalls. My. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord.
Hallelujah to God.
I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make mine feet like hinds' feet. And to walk upon mine high places. I'm going to title this little sermon this morning a very simple title from a song. Through it all. How many through it all want to be saved today? Would you pray with me? God will put His blessings on this message today. And Brother Rutledge, you pray for us. Hallelujah.
We reach out for your presence. We reach out for help. We need help today because Thou art God. We ask you, Lord, to anoint our brother as he brings us the Word of God and anoint our ears to the extent of opening our ears and our hearts that we may receive
Amen.
The
Amen.
Word of God. We ask in Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
We are all human beings today, subject to the whims of emotions, subject to the deep valleys of discouragement. Into every life some rain must fall. You're not going to get out of this vale of tears without a heartache or two.
That's the truth.
I would like to cautiously remind us all today that we are flesh and blood.
Right.
And are, as such, susceptible to the whims of flesh and blood.
Right.
I'd like to begin today using the words of Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's Psalm of Life. So fits this occasion, I think, to a T. Tell me not in mournful numbers, life is but a dream. For the soul is dead that slumbers. Things are not what they seem. Life is real. Life is earnest. And the grave is not its goal. Dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not written of the soul. Not enjoyment and not sorrow is our destined end or way, but to act that each tomorrow finds us further than today.
Amen.
Art is long and time is fleeting, and our hearts, though stout and brave, still like muffled drums are beating funeral marches to the grave. In the world's broad field of battle, in the bivouac of life, be not like dumb driven cattle, be a hero in the strife. Trust no future, however pleasant. Let the dead past bury its dead. Act in the living present, heart within, and God overhead.
Hallelujah.
Lives of great men all remind us we can make our lives sublime, and departing, leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. Footprints that perhaps another, sailing o'er life's solemn main, a forlorn and shipwrecked brother, seeing shall take hope again. Let us then be up and doing, with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labor and to wait.
Hallelujah.
And all the people said, Amen.
Amen.
I want to leave some footprints this morning.
Sure.
I want to leave some footprints today. I've got miles to go, like Frost said one time. The woods are lovely, deep and dark, but I've got promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep.
Hallelujah.
Well, God, today, regardless of what obstacle confronts me, regardless of what dastardly blow life deals me, regardless of the dark oppressive shadows that linger long overhead,
Regardless of the deep, deep valleys of trouble I pursue. Regardless, oh God, I want to make it through it all to see Jesus one of these days. Romans chapter 8, verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. How many are glad you're in something today? Let me tell you, you're not in something that's destined to defeat. You're not in something that is a passing fancy or a relic of a bygone era or an antique in some spiritual antique shop. You are not in something today that is a will-o'-the-wisp, a wandering star, a rolling stone, a reed shaken in the wind. You are not involved in something today that will be gone in 100 years from now. Let me tell you, this blood-bought Jesus name, Spirit-filled, one God, tongue-talking church is going to last eternally, everlastingly. Bless your heart when the sun goes out like a candle in the wind, when the stars fall like cinders from the sky, when the moon crawls into its sepulcher, this church is still going to live on and on. And on. I'm not involved in a democracy or a republic that will bathe in prosperity for a couple or 300 years and be gone from the stage of time. But the foundation of this church cannot be moved. I'm in something that's going to stand, that's going to last. Therefore, I must resolve to have a backbone like a saw log and determination to see Jesus regardless of the cost. How many are glad you're in Christ Jesus? Paul said, Romans 6:3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ. You can't show me one verse in the entire Bible where you can believe into Jesus Christ. You can't show me one. But I can show you verse after verse where you are baptized into Jesus Christ. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death. Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. 1 Corinthians 12:13, by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free. Hallelujah. And have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Ephesians 4:4 said there is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all. Thank God for that. And through all and in you all. This one body with one Spirit. The Bible said in John 4:24 that God is a Spirit. We understand also from Romans 12 and verse 5. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. What is this one body? Ephesians 1:22 said of Jesus, and hath put all things under His feet, and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body. The church is His body. And by one Spirit are you baptized into this body. Amen. And the Bible declared in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. How many remember the day you received the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. There's people today, they don't like to say Holy Ghost. They like to say Holy Spirit. They say, well, the ghost sounds something scary. But I'm telling you, I call it Holy Ghost because it's the spirit of a departed one. And the one that departed is coming again. Hallelujah. I got the Holy Ghost and proud of it. So if you're in Christ Jesus, there's no condemnation.
No condemnation.
Thank God for the day He forgave me. Thank God for the day He changed me. Thank God for the day I gave Him ashes. He gave me beauty. He gave me the oil of joy for mourning. He gave me the Spirit. Thank God of deliverance for all that I gave Him. And He gave me the garment of righteousness for the old tattered rags of ungodliness I gave Him. Thank God I've never regretted the day I gave my heart to God. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Let me hear you say, in Christ Jesus. To them who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. Thank God I'm free. Jesus said in John 8:32, thank God ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 17:17, he said, sanctify him through thy word. Thy word is truth. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus said, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And John 8:36, he said, hallelujah, if therefore the Son shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I'm free from the law of sin and death. I don't have to slavishly serve cigarettes. I don't have to bow before the altars of whiskey. I am not subject today, hallelujah, to the promiscuity of the flesh. I can conquer the flesh. I can conquer bad temper. I can conquer profanity. I can conquer corruptibleness through the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I've been set free. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, and they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. You may say, I'm my own boss. I charter my own course. I go my own way. I make my own destiny. I beg your pardon. You're serving something, someone. You are worshiping at some altar. They that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. The Bible said, for to be carnally minded is death. For to be carnally minded is death. I don't care how carnal you may become, how much you may delight in carnal things, how much of an appetite you may have for carnality. To be carnally minded is death. Romans 6:23 said the wages of sin is death. James 1:15 said sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Death, my friend, that comes because of sin. Romans 5:12 said, wherefore, as by one man's disobedience, death entered into the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sin entered into the world, and sin, and death by sin. So sin brought death. We're all gonna die. The graveyards are not full yet. You're gonna die. I'm gonna die if Jesus tarries, because of sin. To be carnally minded is death. Hallelujah. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Are you pursuing an elusive dream? Do you think that you have joy and peace and you really have none? In your heart, is it, my friend, a nest of rattlesnakes? In your soul, are you a vagabond? Is there no real peace when you lay down at night? When the whiskey bottle is empty and you shot your veins full of dope and you've read pornography and you've tried to do everything you're big enough to do, and you still find no joy, and you still find no lasting peace. I'd like to recommend Jesus to you today. You can find life in Jesus. You can find peace in Jesus. The Bible said in Isaiah 12:3, therefore with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. 1 Peter 1:8 said, whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. How can we have a song in the night? How is it we can have joy in the valley? How is it that a Holy Ghost person can look at trouble and trial and smile at it? How is it that we can carry heavy loads and not stumble? What is it that propels us, that motivates us, that unctionizes us, that anoints us? What is it that gives us our energy? Oh, brother, I found the secret of living. I found the secret of life. It's in the Holy Ghost. It's in the Holy Ghost. Everybody say Holy Ghost. Come on, say Holy Ghost. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm a feeling it around here about now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. In Galatians 5:15, the Bible said, but if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be consumed not one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. Woo! Oh God. How many agree you're a better husband, wife, son, and daughter, mother, father? when you walk in the Spirit. This I say then, walk in the Spirit. We'd have a better Pine Bluff if the mayor would walk in the Spirit. If the councilman would walk in the Spirit. If our school teachers would walk in the Spirit. If our president would walk in the Spirit. We'd have a better world if the groceryman and the baker and the banker and the doctor and the candlestick maker would walk in the Spirit. My God, let's pray for revival. Oh, Jesus, help us all to walk in the Spirit. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Amen. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Oh, I see you now, through the power of positive thinking, through a right approach, with two or three courses of Dale Carnegie, I can surely master my uncontrollable appetite for cigarettes. One fellow said, I know I can quit. I've quit 7 times. Oh, you got a battle on your hands. When you try to put that flesh in subjection to the will and work of God, it can't be done by carnality. It can't be done by sheer willpower. It can't be done through your mental thinking processes. Hallelujah. It takes the Holy Ghost to conquer your flesh. It takes the Holy Ghost to help you break the bad habits and snap the fetters of sin. Hallelujah. The flesh lusteth against the Spirit. How many know what I'm talking about today? And the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other. You say, well, I can serve God anytime. Is that right? You try to serve Him without the Holy Ghost and you got a rough row on your hands. That's the reason people preach you got to sin a little bit every day. Because the flesh lusts against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. It's a perpetual battle. You get up in the morning, you got to conquer it. You got to fight it all day long. It's you and the flesh, one on one, eyeball to eyeball. If the flesh wins, you lose. And if you lose, your soul is lost. There's some help on the way today. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to give up. Ignominious defeat is not for the church of the living God. We do not have to sound the trumpets of retreat. There's no need for you to back up in the black days of darkness of despair. I know there's some help for us. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, and the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Well, bless your heart, that's not going to stop me from shouting. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. Well, I know you got to have holiness. The Bible says so, and a holiness is an outward adornment pleasing to God. I believe that. But I don't care how holy you are outwardly. In your flesh, there'll never become a time when you'll be absolutely pleasing to God. It's that inner man. It's that real you that we're talking about today. Praise God. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. This is Romans 8, verse 9. And if you don't think you've got to have the Holy Ghost to be saved, then you better tell Paul to take that verse out of the Bible. For he said, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Look at this verse 11. Here's what Paul said. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelled in you. Everybody say, in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. I've got a dream, and it's not going to be an elusive dream. When my battle in this life is over, and I've sung my last song, and prayed my last prayer, and run my last mile, and preached my last sermon, you may fling my body beneath the roots of the wail of some lonesome pine, or scatter me to the four winds amidst the wild Atlantic. But let me tell you, if I die with the Holy Ghost in my soul, there's going to come a day in the great kidnap morning, in the first resurrection, when the trump of God's going to sound. He's going to remember me. He's going to know where my body's going to be. Hallelujah. And the Bible said the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also quicken. Do you know what quicken means? It means to make alive. Hallelujah. There was a couple of Korean girls got the Holy Ghost in our last revival. And oh, we didn't know if they was talking in tongues or not. And There were some other Koreans there, and they gathered around and said, "No speaky Korean." They didn't know what it was. But oh, it was amidst the wild Atlantic. But let me tell you, if I die with the Holy Ghost in my soul, there's going to come a day in the great kidnap morning, in the first resurrection, when the trump of God's going to sound. He's going to remember me. He's going to know where my body's going to be. Hallelujah. And the Bible said the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead shall also quicken. Do you know what quicken means? It means to make alive. Hallelujah. There was a couple of Korean girls got the Holy Ghost in our last revival. And oh, we didn't know if they were talking in tongues or not. And there were some other Koreans there, and they gathered around and said, "No speaky Korean." They didn't know what it was. But oh, when the one got up to testify, all she could say was, "God, give me big power." Whoa! My God! I didn't know any other way to say it either. I've got big power in my soul today. Ain't no grave, no grave gonna hold this body down. Praise be to God. Say amen, everybody. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors. And here's the sum and substance of my message today. We are not freelancers. We are not to be just wandering wanderlusts. We are debtors tonight. Oh, I owe a debt to Calvary tonight. Or this today. How many feel you owe a debt to Calvary today? Oh, God. I could spend 1,000 lifetimes and live as long as Methuselah, 969 years. But oh, I couldn't repay one drop of blood that bought me 1,000,000 years. I'm in debt today. God, help me to live like I'm in debt. Let me never complain when my shoulder's to the wheel and my back is bent beneath the load. For I know there's grace for the trial. There's light for the night. There's truth for the future. Hallelujah. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. Praise be to God. Everybody said amen. I believe that. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors. Not to the flesh to live after the flesh. How many feel like your flesh got you in trouble in times past? You don't owe that flesh anything. Why are you petting it so much? Sleeping it in the bed 12 and 14 hours a day. Why in the wide world are you taking all them rest? You act like you owe the flesh everything. You owe the flesh a thing. It took you down the road to ruin. Hallelujah. We are debtors. Not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye, here's the secret. And I tell you what, Dr. Norman Vincent Peale should have put this in his book. And I believe all those that try to teach people through sheer willpower you can make and have victory ought to put it in their books. For he said, if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body. Mortify means to bring under control or conquer or bring in subjection. Now there's one way to bring that wild, so-called untamable spirit of yours into harmony with God. It's through the Spirit. Through the Spirit. Through the Spirit. We can stand here and throw leaflets all over Pine Bluff, and that's not going to convert anything. There has to be a Spirit resident in this church. How many are going to keep praying with me and your pastor that the Holy Ghost will stay here? Will stay here and convict, will bless, and will teach, and will honor the Word of God. And when you come to church, the Spirit of God will be here. Say, praise be to God. Ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. God, help us to be led by the Spirit. The Spirit will never teach you to do anything contrary to the Word of God. The Spirit will never teach you to do anything immodest or ungodly or unclean according to the teachings of the Word of God. It will lead you to do what's right. But today there's such rigid conformity. Today we want to put everything and everybody in pigeonholes. No need for individuality. Everybody's got to come out like paper dolls that are alike. And oh my God, we're puppets manipulated by strings from some Mount Sinai's lofty theological crags. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you the Holy Ghost can still talk to you. Can get you up in the middle of the night and say, go pray for so and so. Can tell you to take a basket of groceries to somebody's doorstep. Can tell you to walk over and give somebody some words of encouragement. Hallelujah. Let's listen to the Holy Ghost. Come on, everybody. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption. Everybody say adoption. Oh God. How many want to say praise the Lord now?
I like that little word. Give me just a minute here.
Thank
God. What if you was an orphan? What if you had no mama and papa to raise you? And oh, somebody came to adopt you one day. And you knew you were going to a good clean home where there would be clean bed sheets and meals on the table. And your education and your future would be secured. Wouldn't you be happy? And when you got to your troubles, you had a mama to go to. And when you needed help, you had a papa to go to. Someone to love you. Someone to cherish you. Someone to make over you. Someone to appreciate you. Wouldn't you want to be adopted in something like that? Well, hallelujah. That's what this scripture is talking about. We have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption. I've been adopted in the family of God. I've got a heavenly Father. When I got troubles, I can run and tell Him. When I got trials, I can go tell Him. When my burdens are heavy, He can give me help. He can heal my sick body. He can give me encouragement for my weak mind. He can give me a little push power to go out into a world of sinners and do right and live right and dress right and act right. And it goes on and on. I've been adopted. I'm not an orphan this morning. I'm not an orphan this morning. I've been adopted in the family of God. Woo! Devil, bring on your imps. Devil, cloud up my sunshiny days. Devil, try to storm my heart. Devil, give me all you got. Roll out your heaviest artillery. I've got a heavenly Father that can take care of it all. I've been adopted. I've been adopted. Brother, there's nothing like the church of the living God. Hallelujah. Woo! My God, I'm going to have to lay this down and have a spell. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give him a high five. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Man, I just got a call timeout every now and then. This thing eats you up alive. Woo! Hallelujah! Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad to feel something here today. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That means Father, Father. Uh-huh. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Listen to this. Oh, I wish you had your Bible.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there it is. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus Christ. What He's got belongs to me. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. Oh, though the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall, yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Join heirs with Jesus Christ. If so be, we suffer with Him, that we may be glorified together. Now here's the catch. No mountain without valleys, no bright days without dark nights. And why would we need faith if there was no problems to face? For what use would the sweet words of encouragement of the Bible be if there was no discouraging times in our lives? One calls for the other. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for the privilege of doing a little something for Him. If so be, we suffer with Him, that we may be glorified together. I like to work here on this little word together. Everybody say together.
Together.
I don't know you too well, and you don't know me too well, but I sort of feel like I know you real well. Because we're in this thing together. Together we're marching. Together we're praying. Together we're preaching. Together we're living. You got human emotions the same as I've got. You're no different. I know how you feel. I've been there. You know how I feel. You've been there. Together. We're together. Together. Church. Church, let's ask God for unanimity. Let's ask God for togetherness. Let's ask God for a family-type spirit in our church. That when the hand suffers, the foot won't say, it doesn't mean anything to me. And the eye won't say, well, I haven't got a care about it. But we're all in this together. Hallelujah. If you're downhearted, I want to help you. If you're in the valley, I want to help you. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We may be glorified together. I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory. Say glory. Which shall be revealed in us. Say in us. Oh my God. You hear that? So you got a tear in your eye today. So your heart is broken. Oh God. So your spirit is immersed in the murky waters of disappointment. And so today you can hardly lift your eyebrows. But hear me out. There's coming a time when 1 minute in His ecstasy, 1 second in His unparalleled, incomparable glory, just 1 millisecond at the throne of grace will not be worthy to be compared with all these little trials and troubles and tribulations we've gone through. Oh, just to make it to the city. Hallelujah! It's so fantastic, so super colossal, so magnificent. Oh, magnifique. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, it's beautiful. It's grand. It's utterly beyond anything this world's got to offer. Just one moment in His presence. You remember the night when your church had the spiritual hold down? Do you remember a night when the Holy Ghost got all over you? Have you ever had a spell when you was raised in heavenly places, brother? Do you know what it means to have your spirit lifted almost from its body and to be immersed in the spirit of God's ecstasy? Then you know a little bit of what I'm talking about. And you hate to come back to earth again. But just remember, you can live forever with that kind of feeling. You can live eternally with that kind of feeling. Praise the Lord! For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. You hear that? Shall be delivered. Don't let the crepe hangers and soothsayers and hallelujah tell you the thing's going down the drain. We shall be delivered. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Shall be delivered. Hallelujah! From the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. I don't need to elaborate on that. How many understand this world's in trouble today? The air is polluted. The rivers are polluted. Man's on a collision course with damnation. We know the whole creation is groaning and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but we ourselves also groan within ourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Waiting for the adoption. Hallelujah, to wit the redemption of our body. You see, the church is groaning, but it's a different type of groaning. It's the groaning when we'll put on immortality, when corruptibleness will be swallowed up of incorruptibleness, when the world won't see nothing but the soles of our shoes. Hallelujah! And we're going to fly away! Thank you, Jesus! I've got a desire today to be with Jesus. How many like to be with Jesus? Hallelujah! Verse 24, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope, for what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit itself also helpeth our infirmities. Quit acting like you don't need any help. There's not an individual here that doesn't need help. Why don't you be honest in the cockles of your heart, in the inner sanctum of your soul, sir? There's problems you can't grapple with. Why don't you be honest with this preacher today? There's frustrations in your life you know you can't have the solution to. You know you need help. Jesus can help you. The Spirit itself helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. How many of you love to pray in the Spirit? Oh, thank God for Holy Ghost praying. There's nothing like Holy Ghost praying. Nothing like it. It'll give you an answer where nothing else will help. Praise the Lord! Let the Spirit make intercession for you. God's got the answer to your domestic difficulties, your financial difficulties, your troubled body and discouraged mind and wearisome spirit. God can wipe away those dark clouds of depression. You hear me? Too many people are popping too many pills today. Pills to go to sleep and pills to wake up and pills for depression and pills for people that are too lively. Pills for this and pills for that. We're in a pill popping generation. And it's not the long-whiskered hippies that are popping all the pills. And it's not the dope addicts that are shooting all the dope. We're living in a depression of spirits in a time when people's minds and hearts are being troubled and discouraged. Thank God I got something better than an aspirin. I got something better than a pill. I got something better than a tranquilizer. It's called praying through to the Holy Ghost. It's called an experience with God. Hallelujah! Amen!
Amen!
Glory. Hallelujah! Right. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Too many people take this verse, and when they're not living right, they say, well, it'll all be all right. But if you're not living right, it's not going to work together for good. Let's read all the verse. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. So if you're in His purpose, doing His will, nothing's going to conquer you. But if you're out of His will, contrary to His purpose, watch out! I wouldn't walk out of this building. Why, a thunderbolt might get you this afternoon. Well, you mean, preacher, it's a cloudless day. Don't make no difference. I wouldn't get behind that car if I was you. Four wheels might come off simultaneously. And you go out into eternity. That's right. It ain't all going to work together for good unless you're in God's will. If you're in His will, though, no power can conquer you. Hang in there. Hallelujah. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, whom He called, them He also justified, whom He justified, them He also glorified. Look at the steps. Predestination, I preach according to the image of His Son. That is, God predestined the church to live like Jesus lived. To conform to the actions, mode, and mannerism characteristics Jesus had. You need never worry for a perfect example. You already got one. It's called Jesus. So if you and I will live like Jesus, we will be pleasing to God. Amen? All right. And whom He did predestinate, them He also called. How many glad for the day you got called out of a world of sin? All right. Whom He called, them He also justified. How many are glad He sees you today, not through your ancestorship of some illustrious character. I heard a fellow say one time, well, he was strutting about claiming some of his people came over in the Mayflower, and he was kings and queens in his background that whose blood flowed through his veins, and he was so proud as a peacock. So he hired a man to ransack the lineage of his family tree. The man came in with a preliminary report. He said, well, now back a few hundred years ago, there was one of your ancestors that got hung for stealing a horse. And he began to tell him all the dirty, rotten filth that got washed up on the sands of time, and the fellow said, just forget it. You hear me? I'm glad He didn't justify me through what I think I am. What I think I was, but He saw me through His blood. He saw me through His name. He saw me through His Spirit. I'm justified by the name of Jesus today. How many can say amen? How many of you are glad you've repented? Say amen. How many are glad you've been to the water and you've been baptized in Jesus' name? Say amen. How many of you are glad you got the Holy Ghost speaking with other tongues? Now look at this last step. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. Don't look at me like that. These humps on my back are not angels' wings. And those on your back aren't angels' wings either. There's no halo around your head. And I know some of you are like angels up in the air and harping all the time. Yeah. And even some of you are more like them when you say you've got not an earthly thing to wear. Yeah. But you're not glorified. You've got to have 8 hours of sleep to recharge your physiological body. Come on now. You've got to go out and earn your bread by the sweat of your brow. Praise be to God. Sure. You've got to get out and be subject to all them old crusty fevers and flu and all kinds of things that come our way. Come on now. Amen. So you're not glorified. But if I'll stay justified. Oh, hallelujah. If I'll stay justified. If I won't let discouragement get me down. If I won't let trouble sink my ship. Hallelujah. And with others fail, I'll hang on. If I'll stay justified. I'm going to get glorified. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. What shall we then say to these things? Sing it, angels. If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah is on the right hand of God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now, I want to bring this to a conclusion. Get all your troubles together. I've had them. I'll be the first to admit my life's had trouble in it. Into every life some rain must fall. You've had trouble. You know you have. Maybe you're grappling with a big problem today. God didn't give me this message for nothing. And you don't know if you're going to make it or not. Listen to these sweet words. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nekedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, thank you, Jesus. We are more. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We are more than conquerors.
Our glory.
Through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Hallelujah.
Through it all, would you like to come and be a part of the church that's triumphant? I hope I've left a footprint on the sands of time for you. Take encouragement. Take encouragement, brother. Help's on its way. Come to Jesus. Let us stand. I ask everyone, please, not to leave, but just for a few minutes more. Praise you. Sing this song with us. Come on. Raise your hands and sing it. Are there any today would like to come and pray? Are there any here that would like to give their hearts to God? Brother, would you like help? Come on. Come on and pray a while. Keep singing it for me. Are there any here today? If you're discouraged, you're about to sink. Come on to Jesus. Are there any today? Sir, would you bring your life to the Lord today? While they keep singing in Jesus' name, everybody sing. Sir, you need to come. Dissatisfaction is blown all over your face. You're confused with life. But Jesus has the answer, sir. You're grappling with problems that are bigger than you. Jesus has got the answer. Come on. Keep singing. God's dealing with some people here. Would you come today? Ma'am, would you come? Oh, there's help at the foot of the cross. He'll help you. Follow those footprints. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Are there any today?
Everybody say thank you, Jesus. You've heard a wonderful message. A wonderful message. We'll never quite get away from this message. None of us. Some of us, when we reach some utter despair, when we're really discouraged, we're going to remember, after everything else has failed, hallelujah, I'm going to put my trust in the Lord, and through it all, I'm going to reach that glorification.